It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
It's the after buzz.
Yes.
Yeah.
The show after the show. I'm going to have to jump.
Laura, could you do me a favor? Could you turn the music down just a little bit, or turn your microphone up louder?
I don't have headphones over here, so it's
okay.
Me just jumping back and forth. How's that? Good? Good?
A little bit more up, please.
More up for what?
The music.
Music up?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little down, please.
Okay.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I was going to wait till she walked halfway back to her chair to say something.
It's hard doing, like, because my station is over there. But for me to hit these buttons, I have to move over here. And I don't have headphones on, so I can't hear.
Kelly was on to me. He knew what I was
saying. Because I was thinking of the same thing, to torture you.
Okay, but I'm going to have to run another bed, right, I think?
We don't care. Just do what you got to do.
Okay.
We support you.
Yeah,
fully
whatever you, as long as you are happy, we're happy.
Bed 24. Can I try to hit this button? And I don't know what's going to happen because, again, I don't have headphones on.
It's there.
Is it just the bed?
Just the bed.
Okay. Then I'm going to let that run.
Okay.
Well, is it good, low, good, high?
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thanks. I'm going to now hop over right.
She's going to hop over, and in a few minutes, we're going to have a cooking on a budget for you. But we're going to chat beforehand. You did turn your own microphone on, right?
No, I did.
Okay, good.
I did that before I left.
All right.
And Greg's is still up.
All right.
Okay, hold on. But now, okay. I'm all ready. Keep talking.
It was a good show today. That was fun. We definitely hit upon many subjects, that's for sure.
We learned ice fish with Kelly Brown.
Yep. That's not good.
That was my favorite part of the show.
That was very interesting.
I can't wait to call my dad after the show today on my way home. And because if he didn't hear it,
oh, I got a healthcare message. Hold on.
Is this important? Yeah. Well, I do want to talk to Dad, because if he didn't hear it, I can't wait to tell him about Kelly Brown and what he would bring with him ice fishing, a bucket and a sandwich.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
And some string.
Yeah, and some string.
Yep, and he was going to catch some big fish.
Yep, and of course, also we talked about yay or nay on the bathroom attendant. And what words do you have a hard time saying, which we are still getting emails on.
Yeah, so, okay. Everybody talking about Steven Tyler, even on our station, DJs say larynx, not...
Larynx?
I don't know how people are saying it. I thought it was larynx.
Lyrics? A throat.
Yeah, when they're talking about Steven Tyler.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
But what did you think I was talking about?
Lyrics.
No, larynx. But is it called larynx? Because they're saying we say it wrong.
Do we say larynx wrong?
How are you?
I say larynx.
Larynx?
This says DJs are saying larynx when talking about Steven Tyler, not larynx. LARYNX. So now I got a Google Voice Translator. Yeah. How to say?
I mean, I know, you know, plenty of towns. Stratham, Gilmington, Hopkinton. Okay. It's not Hopkinton, it's Hopkinton.
Let me see what this is. Okay, I'm going to turn up my volume in here. What does it say?
Larynx.
Sounds like we say it.
Yeah.
Larynx.
I don't see where we're saying something
larynx
different.
What are we saying? I don't know. Yeah. Well, whoever that guy was, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, other ones. Even Kelly, the What's Up guy, can't say Berlin right.
Oh, so, I still can't.
Do you say Berlin or Berlin?
If I didn't have a story for a while, and like 3 months from now I'd say Berlin, not Berlin. How am I supposed to say it?
Berlin?
Now I'm confused. Is it Berlin or is it Berlin?
I would say it kind of like you say Berlin, Germany. Berlin. Berlin, Germany. I don't know.
But no, local, is it Berlin?
I think it's more Berlin.
Berlin or Berlin.
Are we supposed to say it as it high? Berlin?
I don't know. Now I'm confused. Irregardless is not a word.
No.
Stop saying it. It's exit, not exit.
Exit. Just like exit.
Exit. Exit.
It's not Edinburgh, Scotland. It's Edinburgh. Worcester, of course, is a tough one for people on here. Gloucester.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's tough for people, but...
Because well, it looks like Worcester.
You know? No, how does it look? There's no H in it.
I'm not saying H. Worcester.
Well, you're right. If you're saying Worcester, yeah. There would be an H. It doesn't make sense
to
me.
It just doesn't look like Worcester either, though. It should be W-O-O-O. W-O-O-O-S-T-R.
They're saying Worcester.
S-T-E-R, Worcester.
Yeah, I don't, maybe it's just because, Oh, Valentine's Day. People put an M in there instead of an N.
Valentine's.
Yep.
Valentine's Day.
Tines, yeah. Valentine's. But people say Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go for Valentine's Day, Greg?
Hmm.
That would be weird. Yeah.
When I'm making fish, I call it a fillet. My dad calls it a fillet.
Okay.
Now I'll joke around and say, "Give me a, I'll have a glass of Merlot." You know.
Oh, that drives
Cabernet,
me crazy. Cabernet.
Know.
Can I have Cabernet? Mm. Yeah. A crossed kills me. Yeah, that one gets me sometimes too. But then Jason wrote to me and he's like, "For you saying you mispronounce words and you're not going to change, you can't get mad at everybody else."
That's
for,
true.
And I know. Because I can't change the way I've pronounced poinsettia and Kangamangus and all that stuff my entire life. I can't do it.
The Kangamangus one. Is it supposed to be Kangamangus?
Mongus.
I think it's Mongus.
Kangamongus. Kangamangus.
Whatever. You know where I'm going.
And when I say, I still can't figure out, I say street and everybody's like, you say street wrong. I don't know how else to say street.
I don't know why you get the H there either, but...
Street. I can't.
I like the way you
say
it.
I say street.
Street.
Elm Street, but it's street. You guys say it.
Street.
I feel like I say street. But unless you guys want me to street, it's the most messed up thing. Anything else that we missed today that I don't know about?
No, but that was good. That was definitely a very, very fun letter.
I know I have to apologize to my daughter tonight because she's been saying bruschetta, and that's been bugging. Like, it's not bruschetta, it's bruschetta. Come to find out, it's not bruschetta.
It is bruschetta.
It's bruschetta. What the frig? Where did I get bruschetta from?
A lot of people say bruschetta. It's very common to say bruschetta.
Apology tonight.
Are you going out to dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Thursday night. I don't
barbecue?
Know. Barbecue?
When do you guys pick this up? Because you go out to eat a lot.
Yeah, you go out a lot.
Every Thursday with my daughter. And vacation, clearly, we're going out. But take out from the Brat, that's half price. So, okay. Hey, that's half price. And
Mondays? Not Mondays, Sundays.
Sundays, every other Sunday, I'm getting something out.
Go out, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But tonight, there's a place in South Portland, the local place, Willows. I think maybe Willows. Last week, we went to Tuscan Kitchen.
Oh, I love Tuscan Kitchen. I didn't know they had one up in Portland.
Yep. That was excellent last week.
Actually, tomorrow, I'm supposed to meet my sister-in-law for lunch. And we were talking, because we don't have the kids. It's just, she has the day off. I'm like, I'm going to get out of here early. Let's go have lunch. And we always talk about going down to Salem. And we're like, oh, with the kids, it'll be so much. So we might go to Tuscan Village down in Salem.
Oh, this is different. Different owners. This is not the Tuscan, from that Tuscan family. This place is good too, although I like
It has the same name? How do they get away with that? Because that's a whole...
Yeah.
Well, Tuscan is a region of Italy. There's a lot of places probably called Tuscan.
Yeah, but you say Tuscan Kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's...
Yeah,
like,
I would have thought that they would have owned Tuscan Kitchen.
Because they have a lot of locations, like Boston. They are a whole big chain of them. Tuscan Kitchen.
Because the one in Portsmouth is Chop House.
Tuscan Kitchen, Boston, at the Seaport. They have Tuscan Kitchen in Burlington, Mass. Tuscan Kitchen, so that's kind of...
I'm looking up right now just to make sure.
Salem?
Oh, sorry. It's Tuscan Table. My bad. There you go.
See, we
Tuscan
knew.
Table. I got the Tuscan Kitchen in my brain.
Yeah. Okay.
Tuscan Table.
Well, anyways,
it's
I might go down
South
to
Portland
the Tuscan
Mall.
Village.
Glad we straightened that up.
Yep, because I'm thinking, like, people are going to get sued for that one.
And Kelly?
Hmm.
This just in, Baseball Hall of Famer Bob Uecker.
Oh, passed away?
Passed away.
Jeez, he was still calling games this year. I think he might be 90 or close to 90.
Yeah.
Yep. He was still calling. I listened to him do a couple of Brewers games this year in my car.
Huh. Wow.
Lost a good one just a bit outside.
I love the radio, like that voice of baseball. It just brings me back to like my Pepe listening to the games all the time, and that's just, it's great.
Yeah, my grandmother used to listen to it when she went to bed.
Yep. And he used to be a Braves guy. Even though, like, Reds, like, it was...
Oh, your dad?
My Pepe.
Where did he grow up?
In Hooksett.
Because my dad was a Braves guy as well, because the Boston Braves were here until they moved, and I think they moved to Milwaukee in 51, 52. So my dad was like 11, 12 when they moved. So he was a Braves fan. Then he finally converted over to being a Red Sox fan.
See, wow, maybe that's why. I didn't know.
Bet you that's
like,
why.
But yeah, I was like, well, maybe it's because they live half the time down in Florida. Maybe he just likes to watch the Atlanta Braves. I have no idea.
As a kid.
But, and yeah.
Like, when was he born? Do you know? Top of your head?
1904.
Oh, yeah. So he was listening to the Boston Braves.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
yeah.
Had to be.
Yeah, it was in early. He moved from Canada to Lowell to Hooksett. Mm-hmm. They followed the river, he says, and they settled in Hooksett. But yeah, he passed away in his 90s, and I was in college.
Yeah, looks like Uyghur was 91 or 90, right around there.
They're having it. They're saying 90.
Yeah. Oh, his birthday's in 10 days.
Oh,
R.I.P. Bob Uyghur. All right.
Now we have to. Now you can.
I just know
thinking.
Him from Major League.
But good thing my family tree is handy.
Spawn, the old,
of course your family tree is
the
handy.
Old Boston Braves thing was Warren Spahn, Johnny Sane with the two great pictures, and it was you'd root for Spahn and Sane in a day of rain. And they still have. You can go down and look where Braves Field used to be at the campus of BU. It's dorms now, but there's a plaque that you can read about Babe Ruth, who spent a short amount of time with the Braves as well. But used to be Nickerson Field. There's a big old field. You can picture and you can see from old pictures where the baseball field used to be. Red Sox, I think, in one of those World Series they won in 16, I think, played the whole World Series at Braves Field because it had a larger capacity and they made more money at Braves Field. I think the Yankees did that a couple of times with the Polo Grounds as well in New York City.
1907.
He was born in 1907, so he's right in that zone. Way younger than my pop.
Well, yeah, he was my Pepe. He was my great-grandfather. Gotcha. It was Grammy J's dad. Anyways, okay, cooking on a budget, if you guys are ready. But I don't even...
Cooking on a budget. Hold on. You want to cook, you got the itch. You listen to this bitch.
I don't think that's it.
I think that'll work.
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
You have an itch. Listen to this bitch.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I found it. Hold on, right here. Push this button.
Or if you've slept with this bitch and now you've got an itch.
I didn't see. Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed. If you're
cooking on a budget. Okay. Can I ask? Is there a bed?
Yeah, but you potted down. This. He's still singing.
Oh, I can't.
New money is cool.
I can't.
I know.
Sorry.
There you go.
I thought he was waving his arms at me.
I was playing drums. I'm sorry. Okay. My bad. As soon as I did it, I realized it. And she turned it down. I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
We're going to mess up a few times, especially when I can't hear what's going on.
Everything is fine.
Okay.
Okay?
Cooking on a budget. Okay, pretend we're in the grocery store.
We are in the grocery store.
I'm in the freezer island. Means my boobies are hard, according to Greg.
Oh.
Well, that's when he...
Yeah.
And now we're heading over to the frozen food section where we get nipply nip-nips. And, hey, my wife is a whore.
Isn't that what he says? Things like that in the intercom? Okay. See? Okay. Cooking on a budget, January 16th, 2025. I did give Greg his food sale of the week. Market Basket, Jif peanut butter, 2 for $4.
Just got some Jif with honey this week.
Ooh. Yeah, I think that's loud. Am I crazy?
No, you're all right. You're fine.
Okay. I'll talk louder.
Okay.
Kelly, your beer sales of the week. Guinness, Harp, and Smittix, and I love me a good Smittix.
I guess it's getting to be that season.
$12.99. I'll drink Smittix all winter. I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then you also have your Harpoon, your Long Trail, and your Northwoods, only $14.99. Roadkill, sweet of the week. I'm trying to go healthy sweets for you because, you're trying.
I'm trying.
88 Acres nutritional bars.
Yes.
They're 2 for $4 or 2 for $3, depending on what variety you have. I put a link up on my page so you could go and investigate more about the 88 Acres. But these are they're protein bars. So much protein in them. They're packed with good-for-you foods. 12 grams of protein. You will look at some of the calories and be like, ooh, 280 calories. But you're getting pumpkin seeds. The sugar is from, like, maple syrup.
Natural sugar.
You have dark chocolate in there, brown rice syrup, cocoa powder, sea salt. So it's all natural things that you're getting. But most of the sweetness is coming from your brown rice and your maple syrup and that kind of thing. So, yeah, you can get all the 88 Acres information on my page, but they are healthy. You're Because I know you're trying with the granola bars, but granola bars, because they say granola bars, you might think they're healthy.
No, the only ones trash. The only ones that I have been, because you did tell me about these, is the junk.
Yeah, Junkless.
Junkless.
Junkless are great granola bars, and 88 Acres is a lot of the same, but they have really good flavors. Banana bread. Okay. Ooh, really good.
All right.
Okay. So Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. She's been trying to be healthy too, and I know she's been drinking her smoothies and stuff. They're called Remedy Smoothies. They're 2 for $6 at Market Basket this week, and they're very full of vegetables and fruit and everything you need. Tropical greens. It has your protein and your greens in it. They're delicious. A tropical boost to help your wellness. I put the link up there for that one too. They are plant-based, protein-packed, and they're superfood charges. This one, Kelly, another word I always get wrong, turmeric.
Yeah, isn't it turmeric? I always used to say turmeric. I think it's turmeric.
Okay, but it's T-U-R.
Oh, it's turmeric. That's what it is. See, I still think it's turmeric. I'm stupid.
Yeah,
it's
turmeric. Okay. So turmeric, it has hemp seed. So, Roquel, if you want to get into smoothie drinking too, this one on sale, Remedy Organics. Okay. You'll find it in the produce section at Market Basket, $2 for $6 this week. Okay, now off the healthy living. Head over to Hannaford where your sales end on Saturday. We have a top round roast, which you'll find your top round roast pretty much on sale at every store this week. $3.99 a pound. Whole chicken or chicken leg quarters, 99¢ a pound. Assorted pork chops, $1.49 a pound. Cod fillets, $8.99 a pound. Chobani flip Greek yogurt, only $1 each.
Chobani. The owner of Chobani. Now, again, we talked about this as far as beer. He bought Ankerstein?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm waiting. I don't know if we're going to see it here, but it's time for me to go see an update because I'm psyched that Ankerstein's coming back.
Good. Thomas's breakfast bread, $2.39. 90% lean ground pork, $2 for $7. Pork tenderloin or loin fillets, $5.99. Beef boneless strip loin, $7.99 a pound. Cara oranges, 99¢ each. Now we'll go over to Aldi, where your sales began on Wednesday. You have your California mandarins, $2.89 for the 3-pound bag. Blackberries, $1.89. Cherub grape tomatoes, $2.19. Butternut or spaghetti squash, only 89¢ a pound. French green beans, $2.99 a pound. Your zucchini, $1.29. Boneless, skinless chicken thighs, $2.49 a pound. Beef strips, $4.99. Fresh ground wagyu, $4.99 a pound. And tons of healthy, organic, low-carb options on sale this week. You can click the flyer link that I put. There's too many to name. But if you're on a keto diet, they have your keto breads and your keto wraps and keto bagels. If you want to do a plant-based meal or cooking, they have tons of plant-based food. So all of that stuff is on sale.
Nice.
Now we'll head over to Shaw's, where your sales will begin Friday. The For You sale, we have your beef New York strip steak or your lamb loin chops, $6.97 a pound. Limit you to two. Your sumo mandarins, which Greg loves the sumos. My son Dylan loves the sumos. They're $1.97 a pound. They limit you to 5 pounds, but that's at least five of these sumo. They're the ugliest oranges in the world, but they pack flavor. I don't know if you've tried one, but Dylan loves them.
I've seen them. I don't think I've had them.
Taylor Farm salad kits, Bright Farm salad kits, and your Little Leaf salad kits, only $2.97, limit you to three. Kellogg's cereal or Post cereal, $1.97. They limit you to six. Cabot bar, shredded or sliced cheese, $2.27. Limit you to four. Then we have all your chips and pretzels, including Snyder's, on sale for $2.47. Doritos, Tostitos, Fritos, your Bachman snacks, your Snyder's pretzels, Cape Cod chips, Smart Food, and Nabisco snack crackers. Great deal on all that stuff.
Nice.
You can start stocking up now. They'll still be good by Super Bowl, so you'll be good. Friendly's ice cream, $2.77, and your Michelob Ultra 24-pack, $15.99 with your $5 digital rebate. Other deals there at Shaw's. We have your mangoes, your avocados, navel oranges, and Cara oranges, only 88¢. Hatfield and Sugardale bacon, $4.99. Progresso soups, $1.99. Thomas's swirl bread, buy one, get one free. 24-pack of water or your LaCroix sparkling 8-pack, $2.99. Dole fruit juice or Tropicana orange juice, $2.99. Beef bottom round or bone and chuck roast, $4.99 a pound. And then you have your cuties, your mandarins, navel oranges, and sumo mandarins, the bags of them on sale for $5. Now we'll go to Market Basket where your sales start on Sunday. We have your veal cutlets, $9.99 a pound. Kelly, you're not a veal guy.
No.
Okay.
Dead baby calf. No.
No. Okay.
They don't let them move. They pin them up. Yeah, it's not good.
But it makes them taste so good because then they have no muscle.
As long as it's yummy, I don't care.
Yeah, I feel like some animals are born just to be
eat.
No. Yeah.
No.
I mean, we eat them. Just let them move around in the field. Even the chickens Why? Now, they're treating with respect.
You're giving them hope.
Okay.
And not all chickens have respect because, you know, I was listening to that Frank Perdue Jr. whatever on the TV tell me that there's these chicken companies that are dousing these chickens with medicine before they even need it.
Oh, yeah. There's still some stuff going on.
Yes. And then there's the bird flu. Fresh top round roast, $3.99 a pound. Thin and trim roast beef, $7.99 a pound. Your jumbo navel orange is 99 cents each. Zucchini, 99 cents a pound. I told you about the Jif peanut butter for Greg's sale. Frito-Lay multi-pack chips, $4.99 for your 10-pack. Honey Nut Cheerios, two for $5.
Good, thank you.
That's a good deal. That's at Market Basket, too. Thomas's English Muffins, two for $5. Imported Blackberries, two for $4. Your sweet cherub tomatoes there, two for $5. Caesar kits, two for $5. Unhealthy roadkill, but I can see you eating this. Uno's deep dish pizzas, two for $14. You're saving a bunch. I know you probably go out for pizza, but if you want to take a frozen one.
Once a week, we make them. But not, like, Amy buys the dough. We just roll it all. And I enjoy that now more than ever.
But if you're looking to splurge, the deep dish pizzas, they have cheese, pepperoni, sausage, and supreme. And then you have your Icelandic Provisions thick and creamy yogurt. I don't know if you guys have tried this. It's really good.
No.
I tell myself it's dessert. And whipped cream, you know, the whipped cream where you whippets you can get from.
Yes.
That is like maybe 5 calories. It's tasty. You put it on top of one of these yogurts. It's like eating a heavenly dessert. And you can tell yourself, that was a good dessert. Kind of healthy too, because
you're amazing at lying to yourself. You do it very well.
Yeah.
See, I'll start to and then go, no, you idiot, it's not.
Yeah. But then that's enough sweet and sugar for me. They're five for $5. Okay, football cooking. This past week, I made empanadas. I did a beef version and a shrimp version for people that came over the house. Kelly got the beef version, loaded with cheese and meat and dipping sauces. So that recipe is up there. Plus, I did a street corn flatbread. Flatbread with naan bread and jalapenos, and it was so delicious. That recipe is also up there. So that's cooking on a budget for today.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah, no problem. That's Thursday. We will return Friday. I hope you all have a wonderful day.